This week's mailbag comes to us from Marie. Good morning, Organized 365 team. I had to share our experience with the Organized 365 family movie night. My girls are 6 and 4. We only made it through a small portion of the movie, but I would never have guessed what just a little would start. My 6-year-old jumped up and started organizing her books. She loves stuff, including books, which has been so overwhelming for me. I don't want to discourage her love of all things, but I do want to teach her what is best for her and our family. Enter your movie. She cleaned her room. The most important of all is as I was tucking her in bed, she said to me, "That felt good, but it was a lot of work. I would rather be playing or with my friends. I don't want to do it every day. I'm glad it's done, so now I will have more time to play." I could have cried from mouths of little ones. This was such a great opportunity for me to talk about organizing and caring for your things. I explained to her that's why we choose to keep my most favorite things. The look on her face was priceless. I cannot wait for the replay so we can continue to learn together and have these beautiful mother-daughter conversations. Thank you for your work teaching us to care for our things, ourselves, and our people. Do you have an Organized 365 success story? If so, we would love to hear about it. Please send us an email at customerservice@organize365 and tell us how you have taken back your home, your paper, and your life with Organize 365.
Welcome to the Organize 365 podcast. I'm your host, professional organizer, productivity expert, and motivational speaker, Lisa Woodruff. This podcast will help you embrace progress over perfection and create lasting functional organizing in your home. I have so much to share with you, so let's get started. Let's go. Let's go. Last week, I shared with you that one of my weaknesses has been overcoming the fact that I am ready, fire, aim, as opposed to ready, set, go. Learning to do the set step after ready has been my weakness. And what I have found from nearly 11 years of working with the Organized 365 community is that go is actually the area that tends to trip you up. Being able to go, actually get started and keep moving on your goals and overcome your self-limiting doubt can paralyze all of us. And I used to be where you are. Here's the thing. We're not afraid to get going. We're not afraid to get moving on our goals. What happens is life comes in the way. That's why I spent so much time last week really talking through how we can mentally prepare for what we've already committed to, how we can really truly find the hours in our days and in our weeks in order to set ourselves up for success. Unless you have organizing, getting organized on your calendar in a block or multiple blocks of time, I'm just going to tell you it's not going to happen. And the reason why it's not going to happen is because you cannot look back on a single day in your past where you're like, oh yeah, I just had nothing to do and I just laid around and I counted clouds in the sky. Like, no. Your family, your community, your work, they will fill all of your time for you. And that's the problem. You're setting an intention and deciding you're going to do something and being ready and figuring out where it's going to be on your calendar is actually the easy part. Now we have to implement it. Now we have to go. Now we have to, when we get that request from a family member, colleague, community member to do something that conflicts with the time block of getting organized on your calendar that is already on your calendar, you have to make a decision. Are you going to honor that time that you've set aside to get organized, or are you going to abdicate that time to someone else and give up that time that you set for your own goal? Now, it's not that black and white. What I love about a Google Calendar and why I've personally stopped using a paper planner is because those blocks of time can be on your calendar and yet they can be shifted and moved. So I have multiple calendars. I have a corporate forward-facing calendar where you can schedule meetings with me. I have an internal corporate calendar that just the admin team sees where I block out all of the work that I need to do, like record this podcast, which is why I'm doing it on Saturday at the office because I ran out of time this week. So it gets done. Like the podcast is getting done, but it's getting done on Saturday because there was no time to get it done during the week. And that's fine. As I saw the expectations and the work that was coming down the pike that needed to be done during the work week while everyone was in the office, I slid this podcast recording over to Saturday. And I was like, okay, I'm coming in on Saturday and doing podcasts. So I'll just slide a few more of those over and I'll come in on Saturday and I'll record 3 podcasts. And then all that will be done. And I will have freed up my time next week for what the company needs me to do inside of the company. So I have 2 calendars, a forward-facing calendar where anyone in Organize 365 can see all the meetings I'm in all week, which is more than 50% of my time. A secondary calendar where I put in all the actionable things I need to do, preparing for those meetings, following up from those meetings, doing my part of the email, recording podcasts, anything that I do without anybody else on the team. I also have a third calendar, which is just my personal calendar. So getting my hair done, being there for Grayson's doctor's appointments, my own doctor's appointments, all of those kinds of things would be on my personal calendar. And I'm always looking at those 3 kinds of time. I've actually added a 4th calendar, which is my PhD work. Now, when I said last week that I am getting ready for my PhD, I have already blocked out every single Thursday in 2023, 2024, 2025, and 2026 on my calendar. Also, from 8 to 11 p.m. Monday through Friday, every week, all the way through, like I've blocked out the time and 5 hours on Saturday or Sunday. For the next 4 years is already blocked out on my time. I can already tell you there are some conflicts. And when I know there's a conflict, like I need to do something on a Thursday, I have already, in the first 4 months of the year, drug that PhD work from Thursday to Monday of that week. Because the time needs to be spent on the PhD, the time needs to be spent in the company, it takes time to record these podcasts. All of these blocks of time on my calendar are not negotiable. They need to happen, but they don't have to happen where I have them scheduled. And so I want to say the same thing for you. It's going to take you time to get organized. How much time did you decide that you have last week when we talked about set? Do you have 15 minutes a day? Do you have 5 hours a week? Do you have 2 large blocks of time? Do you have 5 small blocks of time? Where in your calendar do you think you have whatever that hourly amount that you want to spend? Let's say it's 5 hours. And let's say you want to do it in 5 one-hour chunks of time. And you have an hour Saturday morning and Sunday morning. And then you have an hour Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday in the evening. You need to figure out how many hours and where those hours are going to be. And then when you get a request like, hey, you want to go out for dinner tonight and it's Tuesday night and you want to say yes. But then you need to drag that 1 hour worth of organizing time that you are going to spend on Tuesday night. Let's say you drag it up over to Saturday morning and now you're going to spend 2 hours Saturday morning organizing. It's your schedule. No one's going to come check if you decide not to do that hour at all and you only spend 4 hours a week organizing. And you're not a failure if you only spend 4 hours a week organizing when you planned on doing 5. So there's no judgment here. I'm just saying this is the reality that it takes a certain amount of hours to get a home organized. I should figure out how many hours that is. That would be fascinating. But let's say it is 5 to 10 hours a week and you only have 3 hours a week. You're still going to get organized. It's just going to take you 3 years. See what I'm saying? Like there's a certain amount of hours that it's going to take you to get organized. You can do those however you want. Let's say you decide in January because you have so much energy. You're going to spend 5 hours on Saturday and Sunday every single weekend in the month of January. And also, you're going to try to do 15 minutes a day during the week. You are going to get organized that much faster. Are you going to have your whole house organized by the end of January? Did you say no? Because the answer is no. That's not enough time to get your whole house organized, but it's a huge jumpstart. It's kind of like when you have a mortgage on your house and you do a couple double payments in the beginning. If you do a couple double payments in the beginning, it literally like shaves a year off of your mortgage at the end. Same thing with this time organizing. It's going to take you a certain amount of time to get organized. Let's say it's 500 hours. Let's just guess that maybe it's 500 hours. You obviously can't do 500 hours in 1 month, right? It's going to take you like a year. Maybe you could do it in 9 months. Maybe it's going to take you 18 months, depending on what the unexpected life events are. Maybe you're only 25 and you live in a condo and you really can get your whole entire life organized in 3 months. You probably can. Or maybe you're 65 and you live in the house that you were born in and it's going to take you 3 years of working 20 hours a week. And that's also a realistic time frame. It doesn't matter how much time it is. It just matters that you decide how much time that you have to devote to this project now and that you actually physically put it on your calendar. Because until you actually physically put it on your calendar, whether it's a Google calendar or a paper calendar, it's not really a thing. No. It's like a project that you want to do someday and that you'll fit it in if you have time and you know it'll happen, you'll forget. Or you would have had time, but you didn't have it on the calendar and now that time is gone. Or you'll be thinking, oh, I'll do a couple hours sometime this week and other people's objectives will fill all of your time. Now, when you say that you're going to do your organizing Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday nights, and then an hour Saturday and Sunday morning, other people are going to have ideas of how you should use that time, or they're going to be used to how you used to use that time. If this used to be time that you spent with someone else, or you prepared for something else in your week, then that person or that thing that you were getting ready for is going to want their time back. Let's just be honest for a minute and acknowledge that change is not normal. Everything is changing around us, but changing and being the person that change emanates from is not normal. Most people spend their entire life trying to avoid change. But change is where transformation comes from. Change unlocks the future. Change is the thing that you need to do to organize your house in order to have more time so that you can find what you're uniquely created to do and pour all of this newfound time into this new thing, which will continue to change. It's uncomfortable. It's uncomfortable for you. It's uncomfortable for those around you, even if they're excited for what you're doing. It also is unsettling because you're changing, which means either they're changing or they're realizing that they're not changing and you are changing. So as you get ready to go, you need to put in some safety measures for yourself that you will continue on along this path. And that is deciding. I want you to decide how many hours a week are you going to spend on organizing and when, and put them on a calendar so that you see them. So that when someone asks you to do something for them or to do something with them, and that obligation conflicts with the promise you've made to yourself about learning the skill of organizing that's on your calendar, you could still say yes to the other person, which means you're saying no to yourself, as long as you're doing it consciously. And then you know that in order to achieve your organized goal, you're tacking on more weeks and months to the end of your organizing because you're not doing it now. Because the time required to get your life organized is not going to change. When you do it is the thing that's going to change. And there are many, many, many reasons why you would say, absolutely, I'm not going to get organized today. I'm not going to clean out my closet today. I'm going to go do this thing for someone else or with someone else because it's a much higher priority than my long-term goal of learning the skill of organization that's going to stay with me for the rest of my life. I just want to call it to your attention that this is where we lose the momentum of these New Year's resolutions. It's not that people don't want to achieve the transformation from whatever goal they set on January 1st. It's that people do not spend enough time thinking about in the set that we talked about last time, about all the things that actually have to change in your life in order to be the person and have the time and have the proactivity of accomplishing that goal. And I think more than that, I don't even think it's that of the reason why people at the end of January are not still working on their New Year's resolution. I think it's because they just didn't put it on their calendar. I think they said, like I told you, it's really easy to make the decision, really easy to be ready. You just got to run a credit card usually to be ready. But to be set, to really think about, like, how am I going to reorder the time, how I used to spend time, how I'm going to spend time in order to make room for this new goal that I have. And then how am I going to become the person who does this thing versus the way I used to act? And then also put my money where my mouth is. And then follow my new set plan. No, I'm sorry, I can't babysit Grayson on Wednesday night because I have class. No, I'm sorry, we can't do this thing because... And you don't even have to say that. Just say, oh, I've already got something on my schedule. And move them to another part of your schedule. And making a commitment to yourself on your schedule to get organized is a commitment. Just because it doesn't have another person associated with it, your commitment to yourself of how you spend your time is a big enough commitment to be able to say no to something else. Like, it's okay. But it's not normal. And I used to worry a lot about what others would think of me. Would they judge me? Can I meet my own goals? Because when you say you can't do this because you're doing this, like, well, am I going to meet that goal? What if I can't achieve the goal that I'm going after? What if I am the only person who can't actually learn the skill of organizing? Let me just tell you, you're not. Everyone could learn the skill of organizing. It just takes a certain amount of time. You can do this. You could totally do this. What if you don't live up to your own expectations? The easiest way to not live up to your own expectations is to not give yourself enough time to achieve them. There is no easy button here. You have to do the work. You have to do the work. We have some Wednesday podcast episodes coming up that I just recorded. And in both of them, the women hired professional organizers to get them organized, which I like. It's awesome. It's great. You should definitely do that. If you can afford it and have the time, like, do it. That is kind of the easy button. But they both admitted it didn't matter. The professional organizer had to come back and maintain the organization because it's not optional. You have to learn the skill of organizing. Like, a professional organizer is not going to come in and organize your house to the point that you never have, it's just going to magically stay like a magazine. No, you use your space, you're human, they organize it, but if you didn't learn what they're doing or put in time into your calendar to maintain what they did for you, it's going to get undone and they're going to have to come back. And learning the skill of organizing is not optional. So can you meet your own goals? You got to put the time in there. Like, you would never sign up to run a marathon. Well, first of all, I would never sign up for a marathon. We all know that. But you would never sign up to run a marathon if you didn't train. I can never meet the goal of running a marathon unless I put some serious time on my calendar. I could do anything I put my mind to. I could run a marathon a year from now. But I would have to put some serious time on my calendar so that I could learn to, first of all, run. I walk. it would take me a long time, but I could do it. And when I say that, you're like, oh yeah, if you like are an exerciser person, sorry, you just spit your coffee all over your phone. But you're like, yeah, Lisa, it would take you more than a year. It would take you. You know exactly how long it would take me because you're a marathon runner. You know what I just said. I am an organization marathoner. I know how long it's going to take you to get your house organized. I know where you're going to get stuck. I know what you're going to have to push through in order to do it. And the first step of that when you get going is not buying the supplies, although they do help. It is putting the time on your calendar, deciding how much time you have, and then putting it on your calendar like I did for my PhD. I have it on my calendar for the next 4 years, you guys. For the next 4 years. Do you know why? Because when I'm planning a trip for our family, I want to be reminded that I am in a PhD program. There are only 3 times a year where I have 2 weeks off for the next 4 years. So that's when our vacations have to fall. Or I could still go on the vacation. I just need to know that I'm going to miss all of those classes and have to watch the replays, or I'm going to zoom in from wherever we are in order to be on those classes. And then I have to remember if there's going to be a time difference, right? Because I've committed. Like, I am getting a PhD. So for the next 4 years, I need to account for that time. I encourage you to figure out how many hours a week is it going to be? When are those hours going to be? If you have a Google Calendar, put them on a Google Calendar in a certain color and do it as a recurring appointment with yourself from now until, I don't know, let's do 2 to 3 years from now. That way, when you are scheduling a trip, a this, whatever, you can totally take the complete week off of organizing if you want. Or you could do a little bit more before and a little bit more after. But you're consciously making that decision. You're not just like, oh, whatever time I have this week to organize, whatever time you'll have none. If that's how you're going to go, like, don't even start, because you're not going to have enough time. The other thing I will say about getting ready to go, other than putting the time on your calendar, is joining a community of like-minded people. This is why everybody is at the gym in January. It's not because they can't walk around their neighborhood. They probably already own a treadmill. It's not the equipment. It's the people. It's the atmosphere. It's the new habit. It's the routine of it. That's what the Organize 365 community app does for you. I would say our products are good. Like, you know, the binders and the Sunday basket and all that, that's good. But it's the app that helps you get organized. It's the Sunday basket co-working time. It's the Friday workbox co-working time. It's the Productive Home Solution private podcast. It's the Productive Home Solution app. It's the dashboard of all the videos that you can watch, all the times that I've recorded my fake reality TV shows at my house, all the times you can see me organizing those spaces. And you feel like we're doing it together. Because if you could learn to organize from a book, or if it was just one weekend where you had to really declutter your house, you'd be done by now. But it's not. It's like learning a foreign language. And once you learn it, it's amazing. But it's a lot of work and it takes time. You need to have the time on your calendar. You need to be plugged into the community. When you don't want to do the work this week, you need to go into the community, see what other people are doing, listen to a podcast, get yourself motivated again. And get back out there. I want to leave you with this. As we end this year, if you're listening in real time, I used to let everything hold me back. In 2011, I was living reactively to the economy and my job and just all of these things. And in the beginning of 2012, the year I turned 40, I decided that everything from that point forward was going to be because I allowed it, I agreed with it, I supported it, I decided. I was going to be a 100% proactive person. I was no longer going to just let life happen to me. And it was scary. And it was unknown. And I was at the point where I thought, you know, I just can't do this anymore. I cannot be this hamster on this wheel for the rest of my life. I cannot do this anymore. So there has to be a better way. There has to be a way where I am in control of my life. I do not feel in control of my life in any single way. And I want to at least feel in control of my life a little bit. And I will tell you now, 11 years later, I'm in control of every part of my life. And it is so much better than I ever hoped or imagined. And I was so used to the what ifs. What if somebody judges with me? What if I can't meet my own goals? What if we don't have enough money? What if I can't live up to my own expectations? What if, what if, what if? And those what ifs were so paralyzing that they kept me from starting things for so long. And they created a life that I did not want to live in anymore. And I was so stuck. I was stuck in a negative, reactive life. And then one day I asked myself, What if everything that was happening for me? What if everything was easy? What if I did get organized? What if I did start my own business? What if I was able to make more money from home than I did in any of the jobs that I had done before? What if I was able to achieve a bigger impact on my family, community? And what if I did what I knew my whole entire life I was created to start a company? I mean, my mom did. My mom started a company when I was in fourth grade in our basement and sold it when I was in eighth grade. Like, I had seen this done. My grandmother did it. My great-grandmother did it. My great-grandmother owned a floral shop, a gift shop, a restaurant. My father did it. My grandfather did it. All I saw growing up were people that owned their own businesses. And I always knew, like, even when I went to college, my dad said, well, I could give you your college money. You could just start a business. And I almost did that. I almost didn't go to college. I just started a business. But I was always afraid. I don't know what I was afraid of. And when I sat there in January in my house after I quit my job, I was like, Lisa, it's time. You're over ready. You need to start the business that you were created to do. Like, you were created to be a business owner. Let's go. And I was like, I don't know what I'm doing. I don't even know what I'm going to sell. I have no idea how this is going to work. I just had to take the first step. The only thing I knew, because I was a blogger, you should name your company something that's Googleable, that would show up in an SEO search. And I was like, okay, Organize has to be in the name of the company. And I love organizing, so I could organize 365 days a year. Organize 365. That's the name of my blog. And I started blogging. That's how I started. I didn't even know I was a professional organizer. I did not have a podcast. I just started a blog called Organize 365. What if, I just ask you this, not for you, but for me, what if I didn't have that crisis? What if I had never started Organize 365? What if I stop podcasting tomorrow because I worry about how much I tell you about my life or looking silly or being foolish? What if all of the Organize 365 products went away tomorrow and were no longer resources to you? How did that make you feel? I don't know what it is you have to offer the world, and I don't know what a more organized life with less stress and more time will do for your family, your community, and your work, but I bet it's more than you ever realize now. And ultimately, the only way we will know is if you actually go. Get started. Stop holding on to that branch of self-limiting beliefs and negative what-ifs. It's time to take the next step in your organizing journey. It's time for you to go.